DJ Taz here with the very first podcast on BGL. Let's get right into it, should we? Oyster farmers in France, Western France that is, have put back a giant oyster weighing 3.2 pounds. 3.2 pounds! That's enough to keep your nipples erect for a couple of weeks, I would have thought. At 10 inches long, it was bigger than most other mussels that you girls find out there. Anyway, in New York, an airport security worker has been fired for handing a passenger a handwritten note that said, "You ugly." I'm not bloody surprised he can't speak English. It should have been, "You're ugly." He could have at least written it in proper New York, like, you know, "Hey, you're ugly, you joik." Still in New York, a woman has been reunited with a cat after 11 years. He went missing thanks to a patient animal rescue worker and a microchip scanner. Who the hell, how did they manage that one? Anyway, you can just imagine that cat being presented with its previous owner after 11 years missing. And she says, "Oh, you're finally back, Tiger." And it says, "Who the fuck are you?" And so for that, I was just going to turn around and say, "Hey, I remember you. You took my nuts." Anyway, while we're going about the world, how about Indonesia? Isn't its national dress the sarong? Well, this is sarong as well. It's an unlikely love story between a 27-year-old woman and an 83-year-old famous shaman from Indonesia's central Java province. And it's been making headlines in the country. Apparently, he's about to die and doesn't know it yet, I would have thought, you know, just on the wedding night. Apparently, she says it was love at first sight. 83 years old in the country like that. I've got a feeling he's well-dressed, you know what I mean? There should actually be a law charging women with murder if their husband dies 5 years after the first, you know, marriage. That would be great, wouldn't it? You know what I mean? All these blonde bimbos marrying old guys, you know, they'd be just, "Stay alive! Please stay alive!" Mind you, if you're 85 and you've got a 27-year-old girlfriend, or, well, now, wife, it's got to be the bomb, isn't it? Speaking of the bomb, a bomb that's probably dating back to World War II. Wonder how they worked that one out, you know what I mean? "Hey, there's a big bomb. Is it World War II? I don't know, I'll ask it. It's not going to be any other bloody war, is it? You know, got bombed to hell in World War II. Anyway, it exploded in a field in Western Germany, leaving a huge crater, but no injuries apparently. Oh, that's good. Wonder how many people shit themselves, though, when it went off. I mean, some of those bombs were pretty big. The explosion left a 10-meter, that's 33 feet wide and 4-meter deep hole after residents in Limburg heard a loud noise and felt the earth shake at 3:52 in the morning. That's got to be a good one, isn't it? "Hey, baby, did the earth move for you?" Bloody right it did. Facebook's in the news as well. Apparently they've settled on a court case where someone posted, a French guy no less, posted an image of a vagina. I know, a vagina! How dare he! How dare he sully Facebook full of memes of crap and shit and all that sort of messed up crap. Anyway, apparently he said they were infringing on his freedom of speech, and he's proven it in court. In fact, it's gone to appeal, and it's come back again, and he's still proven that it's, you know, his freedom of speech has been impeached upon. So now we can post vulvas on the site, so long as it's within classical art, otherwise they don't like it. Well, that's buggered me, isn't it? You know what I mean? Mind you, saying that, now we're going to get all those Indian people, all those Indian men going, "Excuse me, sir, but do you have any classical art? I would like to see some bobs and vaginas." Here's a good one. Stray cats in Washington are no longer being put down. They're being put to work. Apparently they're being shoved into office buildings and hell knows what to hunt down the burgeoning rat population. Should have put them in Chicago. There's a big rat population down there. "You dirty rat. You dirty rat." You know, that sort of stuff. I mean, they are turning a buck. I mean, well, not the cats themselves, you know, they're just getting the tin of whiskers or something. But no, the people who are renting them out. Yeah, I know that. Can you just imagine that? Renting out pussy. It'll never catch on. And what about that guy in Virginia wearing a TV set? And, you know, old style one. It wouldn't be a flat one, obviously, you know what I mean? He'd be talking like this. But anyway, yeah, he'd be talking like that if that happened. That's what I said. I know, it's terrible. But anyway, you know, why? Why is he running around with a TV on his head to put old vintage TVs on people's porches? Vintage TVs. That's terrible. Only 10 years ago, we all had those bloody great TVs. Some people had even bigger ones. So why they're calling them vintage now, I don't know. Yeah, that makes Nickelback vintage. Doesn't it? Ha ha! You're all going to watch Nickelback videos as classic rock! Yeah, but no one can identify the guy there. That's the weirdest part. You know, you would think a guy walking down the road with a TV on his head is going to attract some attention. Even if he's got two TVs with him, old style TVs, one to wear on his head and one to put on someone's porch. You know, it's like police are going to be pulling people over. "Have you got any drugs?" guns or TVs. You know what I mean? That's going to be great, isn't it? You could run up to the police saying, hey, would you like to buy a TV? It's going cheap. You know what I mean? I had a parrot that died. That wasn't going cheap. Anyway, let's get on with it. Apparently Hasbro have now released an electronic version of Monopoly. You still got the board and all your little tokens like the iron and the little dog and the car and the top hat and all that. Why? Why did they choose those? It just seem a bit weird, doesn't it? You know what I mean? What's a dog got to do with rich people? You know, well, other than being carried around in a handbag, I suppose. But anyway, what they've done is they've made all the banking electronic. I know, you just tell it, you know, obviously you probably press a button to set it all up, you know. Don't know how it's going to recognise your voice, but anyway, you just imagine, that's stupid, isn't it? Play a little Timmy, $200. You know, I just screwed up. You know, that sort of stuff. I don't know, it's possible. You can see, you know, the phone talks. Hey, Timmy, what are you doing with your phone?
Nothing, Father.
And then all of a sudden, the thing just turns around and says, hey, Daddy, you're bankrupt, loser! You know, that sort of stuff. Sticks a middle finger up in the air or something. I don't know. It could happen anyway. It'd be great if it did, though, wouldn't it? You know what I mean? Anyway, for a first podcast, that's not very bad, is it? Let's just end it there. And don't forget, smile. Make the fuckers wonder what you're thinking about.